Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, Governor Rick Snyder today unveiling his public safety plan in Flint, calling for $4.5 million to go to Flint to open more jail space. Also, big investments in the Michigan State Police and a wide variety of other programs. To talk about the plan, I'm joined by State Representative Jim Ananick. He is a Democrat, and he himself is from Flint. Jim, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ben. Thank you.
We all know that Flint, Detroit, Pontiac, and Saginaw are ranked among the top 10 most violent cities in the country. So will anyone at the Capitol be anything other than fully supportive of the governor's call to put more money into public safety?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but I'll tell you that I'm very pleased with the message that he gave today. I think it's a really good start to addressing crime in our cities in a real comprehensive way. I think we need to make sure that the resources are there to make sure that we can actually tackle the entire problem. And I'll be advocating for making sure that those resources stay there, and that if we can actually increase them in even a few areas. But I think it's a really good start, and you took it from a sort of a comprehensive approach, which is what I've been calling for since I got there.
Well, when you look at Flint, this $4.5 million that the governor wants to spend to resolve this massive shortage of jail space, what's happening right now? Are criminals just being let go?
Well, last summer, I actually offered an amendment and working with the Republicans in the legislature and the governor to get some jail space overcrowding issues dealt with $1 million in the Genesee County Jail. Because before that, what was happening was, people would get pulled over, depending on what the crime was, but many, many, many cases, they would just be given another ticket, a citation. There were stories about, cars getting pulled over with 47 warrants in the car. And before we did the jail overcrowding issue last summer, we had 47,000 outstanding warrants in Genesee County alone. There was just sort of a wild, wild west approach because criminals knew that nothing was going to happen to them.
The governor also pointed out that 46% of all statewide parolees report to parole officers in Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, and Saginaw. He says that we need to give law enforcement the best possible resources. He wants to embed a Michigan Department of Corrections parole officer in each of the local law enforcement agencies. Do you think that's really going to help this kind of wider and more complicated situation?
On the surface, it makes some sense. I need to do a little bit more checking. I was a local elected official before I came here, so that actual process is a little bit new to me, but, on the surface, it sounds great. I think what we have to really focus on, which I see, a number of those proposals, I think, hit this issue that in order to make Michigan, and particularly our urban areas, a place where people want to come and move and bring jobs and raise their family, you have to feel safe. And I think this is a good way to go down that path.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative Jim Ananick from Flint. One thing the governor talked about was making a distinction between violent criminals and making sure they're kept away from the public and the nonviolent offenders and avoiding spending too much tax money on them, those that are, have issues with addiction and mental health. Do you think that more should be done and more will be done to maybe not incarcerate people that get busted for drugs?
Well, I think what we need to do is, as sort of you're mentioning here, yes, make sure you understand the root cause of the problem before you just assume that every person should just go to jail. If a person has a mental health issue or a drug issue, we should first try to address that before you just say, oh, let's just lock somebody up. But the most violent criminals, those folks that are terrorizing communities like Flint and Saginaw and Detroit, there's not much else you can do but lock them up. And, I think that's probably what's going to happen.
Do you think that there is support in this largely Republican state government to kind of approach those arrested for drug offenses that are not violent in a different way than other types of violent crimes?
I'm hopeful. Yeah, I think if you look at the governor's proposal and some of the things that I've been talking about and others, you really have to look at crime not just in a black and white sense of like what I mean by that is like arresting somebody and putting them in jail. It's a much more a bigger part of the spectrum. It's not so easily categorized like it used to be. So I think I'm hopeful. I'm going to be advocating for those things. I've worked well with the governor on public safety before, and I plan to work well with him on in the upcoming months. You know, we disagree on a number of issues, but you know, we're both sent to Lansing to solve problems, and I think that's what's important.
Finally, when you look at the fact that so much of our crime occurs in just four cities in the state, what do you think it is that makes these four cities prone to such a high crime rate?
Well, I mean, if you look at those four cities, you've had chronic unemployment, decades long of disinvestment, and if you give somebody a job, they're much less likely to commit a crime. So the approach of trying to help the chronically unemployed, helping youth have summer jobs, taking them away from those challenges of gangs. And we have a lot of gang problems and drug-related crimes in urban areas. I mean, it's a long-term problem that's happened for many, many decades, but I think this is a step in, solving this. I mean, you're not going to solve it overnight, I think this approach, if given the right resources and follow through, even when sometimes you take a step back, if we continue to follow through on this approach of a comprehensive approach to crime, I think we can make major differences in these cities and make the entire state of Michigan a place where people want to work and raise a family and bring jobs.
Democratic State Representative Jim Ananick from Flint. Jim, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And we're coming right back for the second half hour of the Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to 1320 WILS.